The population near the tiny southwest Montana town of Jackson is growing exponentially this week. Thousands are pouring in from around the country for this year's Rainbow Family Gathering, the first time this event has been in Montana in 13 years. It lasts 1 week, promoting alternative lifestyles, community building, and nonviolence. 7,000 people have set up a sort of tent city on National Forest land just outside of Jackson, and that's growing. Jackson itself boasts about 25 residents. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the locals have mixed feelings about the gathering and about the law enforcement that comes with it.
Driving the gravel road outside of Jackson is hot and dusty. It winds miles through green, rain-fed pastures. The sharp blue peaks of the Bitterroot Mountains rise over on the right, the west. The morning caravan of Rainbow Family visitors is beginning in earnest. A big blue van passes going the other way, and as it does, a hand is extended from the driver's side window, making a peace sign. Around one turn, an ambulance and several white law enforcement vehicles are pulled over, helping a young woman who's lying and rolling in the gravel. An officer directing traffic says to move along, that this isn't a freak show, and she's probably just having a bad drug trip or something. Officers are all over the Jackson area. Montana Highway Patrol troopers have rented every room in the town's only hotel, the Jackson Hot Springs Lodge. Sergeant Chad Dever and two patrollers are sitting at the lodge's bar, sipping their morning coffee in flak jackets.
We are here in force to keep everybody safe and just patrol the roads and keep order on in the roads.
He says there are about 20 patrolmen in the area now, but that will increase toward July 4th. The Dillon Police Department, Beaverhead County Sheriff's Department, and the U.S. Forest Service are patrolling, too. They will be in and around the Rainbow Family Gathering for the rest of the week, 24/7. Authorities will not say exactly how many officers are in force for the event. Across the street from the Jackson Lodge, Rosa's Cantina waitress Terry Dooling says business is ticking up. She feels all right about the whole thing.
We've met people from Florida to New York, and, you know, there's been some more good than bad.
She says others don't see it that way.
We have a waitress that she's taken a couple weeks off because she is not positive about it.
The area's older folks seem jaded too, she says. But as far as dueling is concerned, her issue is the amount of law enforcement.
I think there's too many, yeah.
She says people around here feel the highway patrol is spending as much of its time as anything targeting locals.
Giving stupid warnings for your mud flaps are too high or, you know, everybody has a cracked windshield when you live out here.
Bitterroot Valley resident Jessica Fitzpatrick is swinging through on her way to the gathering with some family and friends. She used to live in Jackson, and she says the people she's talked to agree it's being over-policed.
And I do think that there does need to be some police in case something does happen, but the amount of police that they have, I know that the entire Jackson Hot Springs Resort is rented out by our taxpayer dollars to police us for this peaceful gathering, and I just think, is that really necessary? And then I have to say, no, it's probably not.
Montana Highway Patrol Sergeant Chad Dever says he and his fellow officers are not here for any local problem.
I'm actually surprised that some are that concerned because I've had a really good relationship. I felt working hard to develop with the locals, and they have been telling me how happy they are that we're here because of the influx of people that they're having a little bit of a hard time dealing with.
There have been reported acts of vandalism and other unlawful activities in the area during the gathering, but officials say the vast majority of people attending the event are very peaceful and law-abiding, and they continue to pour in down the gravel road and into the hills. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Jackson.